The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel this morning, we had a choice, either the long one or the short one. I went for the short one. In the long one, you get a whole genealogy of right going back to Abraham, Moses, and so on. And so what was the point in all that? It was to show that Jesus came to us in a very, very human way. In a very human way. And God could have intervened in a totally different way, but no, he didn't. And he chose this young girl, Mary. And that's why Mary is so special in our lives. So if we look at Mary, we try and picture what it must have been like for her. She was somebody who obviously had a great love of God, a great love of the God as she knew God at that time, which is important for us to keep in our mind. In one of the in the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, we learn all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So when Mary said yes to the angel, it must have been a great moment of absolute trust in God for her. And so we know from Mary's life that she never refused anything to God. She had a great trust in God, because otherwise she would not have consented to become the mother of Jesus, realizing all the difficulties that would cause her, and just as it caused great difficulty to Joseph. So what about ourselves? Well, hopefully we all pray to Mary. Hopefully we all do recite the Rosary. That's one of the most beautiful prayers. Doesn't take long, but it's a beautiful prayer. Be beautiful. And I encourage you, when you're out walking, that's a wonderful time, or when you're a few minutes, 10 minutes, sitting quietly and repeating those Hail Marys, what the angel said to Mary. And also, help us, we cannot pay a better tribute to Mary and a perfect way of paying homage to Mary is to the recitation of the rosary and to have trust in God. That is what Mary had. So let's imitate Mary in her wonderful trust. She must have had, like we would have, many, many questions in her mind, but still she made an act of trust. So let's try and imitate Mary in the way we live our lives. We're always seeking answers. We don't need to have the answer to every question. Just be prepared to make an act of trust.